Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I am Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. There are missiles being fired in Israel, planes being shot down near Russia, and all of a sudden Darren is out of town. Do we even know where he's from? Has Sid been accusing the wrong guy this whole time? Here's the show.
That's a good question.
You know what I said, the old saying, he who smelt it dealt it?
Yeah.
Maybe you're just accusing everyone because you're the mastermind.
I'm the Kaiser Soze of all world troubles.
This whole time you've been deflecting. Meanwhile, you're...
Honestly, if I was responsible for any of that stuff, I'd be so proud and excited I wouldn't be able to keep it in. I'm not that good of a liar.
I killed
so many people this week. Check it out.
Still deflecting as far as I'm concerned.
Rob, put on CNN. I did that. I wouldn't be able to hold back.
Welcome to the Metal Injection Live Cast. We're missing Darren this week. He's out of town. Got a few guests who maybe combined equal a Darren?
No.
Well, one is Latino and one is Jewish.
That's
so really,
I'm
that
saying.
Literally
oh
is
God.
What Darren
That's
is.
What I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Thank you, Sid. We have Axel Rosenberg of Metal Sucks.
Hi, everybody.
Who I might accidentally refer to by his first name.
That's okay. My first name means gift from God. It's nice to remind people that I'm a gift from God.
And we have our good friend Anthony, who hasn't been on the show in forever.
What's up, guys?
Hey!
You may remember Anthony from the old episodes we used to do, which we're going to be republishing soon in celebration of our 10th anniversary. The remastered...
What?
Wait.
They're
right?
Not
like
the video.
The video?
The video
like
stuff. Yeah, that's
good. Oh, yeah, that'll be fun.
Yes.
Any really bonus footage?
I don't even think
directors come.
We usually have bloopers at the end. Remember?
Yeah.
Special effects.
Wait, director's commentary. So you're saying we need Frank to be willing to talk about his work? I don't know. Is he
Frank
be,
will talk about
yeah,
his
he's
work.
Not gonna, I know he's
no,
not
just,
that forthcoming.
This is Frank talking about his work. Oh my God, I was so stressed out when we did this. I hadn't slept in 7 months. And I had band practice immediately after for one of the 5 bands I was in that week.
Yep, pretty much. Yeah.
Get that on tape, Rob. Quick. Stop the podcast. Go interview Frank.
We're working on it. The number to dial if you want to be part of the Metal Injection Livecast, 646-929-1357. Ultra Mantis Black will be calling into the show. Well, we'll be calling him in parts unknown. We're going to be calling his
What's
his
the
shack.
Area code for parts unknown?
He told me not to say. It's actually 4 numbers. It's weird.
Wow.
Oh my God. Is he in outer space?
It's parts unknown in Noah. We can't know possibly where he is.
Well, we can speculate.
Well, that'll be one of the questions we ask him.
Okay.
Are there other color Ultramantises? Is he one of many? He's just the black one?
Like the Power Rangers?
Yeah.
No, he used to be just the Ultramantis.
Oh, you could say he used to be just black.
Reformed, but there was a faction that he feuded with, the Colony, which had the Fire Ant, the Green Ant, some other ants. A lot of Chikara stuff. It's fun.
Bunch of ants?
Yeah,
were they wrestlers?
There weren't midget wrestlers. I mean, there might have been.
If you're an ant, you should be extra.
Oh, no, they weren't. They were regular-sized wrestlers. And, of course, there were the ice cream scoops that
were
guys
midgets?
Who had cones on their head, ice cream cones on their head. They were big guys.
Ice cream cones were like a plush.
Like a plush. And then their finisher was the scoop slam.
They weren't concerned that just looked like they were wearing dunce caps?
Yeah.
Well, no, it looked like ice cream cones. This is a family-friendly organization.
Did, like, Mr. Softy music play as they
walked very
up?
Self-aware, I will say. Chikara is awesome. So it's like if you are a longtime wrestling fan, specifically an old-school wrestling fan, it's a fun new thing to watch because they will also have, like, besides the silly stuff, they do have, like, great young acrobatic wrestlers that actually put on good matches. So Chikara is a good family-friendly occasion.
Good, clean fun.
Good, clean fun, exactly.
No profanity?
No profanity. That's like a big thing. It's
really?
Yeah.
Do they tour?
Yeah. They actually just played New York yesterday.
Did
Ultramantis was not there. No, I didn't. I've went before. I didn't even realize it until after. Why am I being grilled here?
Would you rather go to a Ring of Honor show or a Chikara show?
Well, I, for the longest time, actually didn't care about Ring of Honor enough, and I wanted to go to a Chikara show. I feel a Chikara show is pretty fun. The one thing is the venue that they did here is actually like a music venue, the Highline Ballroom.
Oh, wow.
And if you have general admission, you don't get to sit down. And watching a wrestling show standing is much different than watching a metal show standing.
Especially for anyone behind Rob.
No, it's exactly the same for anyone behind Rob.
I suppose.
So, but it was a fun time. I enjoyed it.
But you didn't go, you said.
Oh, I didn't go this time, but I said the last time I went. I would have rather went to the Chikara show than the Ring of Honor show. But Ring of Honor's not bad now. I'd go.
Okay.
Good story.
Yeah, thanks, Noah. Your line of questioning really led to some great, great news.
I never claim myself to be a journalist.
I'll take that, Rob.
Fair point. Axel recently came over. I almost called you by your name. I'm going to try not to do it.
I appreciate it.
We watched some WWE Network, and we watched the old Royal Rumble, 92, the year that Ric Flair won, when he won the world title.
And Vince was with us and didn't remember that Ric Flair won, so he was like, he was on the edge of his seat the whole time.
Wow.
like Hulk Hogan comes out, and he's like, Hulk Hogan's going to win.
Yeah, I hadn't watched wrestling in years. That was really fun. And it was, it's much different watching wrestling in your 30s than when you're a kid.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
Now, also, this is Sid's birthday show. Now, Sid, we were thinking for your birthday, maybe you should take a few hits of weed.
Nah.
We have a joint being passed around.
We ask him this every year, and he never wants to do it.
One hit?
Nah.
Two hits?
No. Nah.
All right, three hits.
No. I'm good.
How about
all right,
we just...
four hits.
Secondhand smoke.
Yeah, I was going to say, how about we all just blow the smoke in your face? And
so,
you
like, every
it.
Other week?
No, but we don't directly blow it into your face.
Well, I do sometimes.
Yeah, the time intent will definitely be there.
Or we can give you shotties.
I haven't seen Menace to Society in a long time. Remind me what that is.
We take a hit off the joint, and then you put your mouth right there, and we exhale into your
you
mouth.
You really want my mouth that close to your mouth? I don't think
no,
so.
Well,
no, you can make an O,
yeah,
with your like make a fist with it open.
Yeah, that's already too
and
much.
And then we do it through the fist. We fist each other.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
sort of
so
like
we can just
right?
fist each other.
It's docking, but with our hands.
Yeah. We don't have to kiss. We can just fist each other.
That's my favorite DVD.
No kissing.
No,
just
the whole sentence that you just said.
Hmm.
It's double disc because it's a very long title.
Someone on our livecast Facebook page recommended that you say lee every time someone calls.
I thought about that, but it makes me laugh every time I do it, so I don't think I'd be able to get through. Like, how does it have to be like a certain length of lee?
We make the rules.
All right. I'm fine with that.
646-929-1357 if you want to call and wish Sid a happy 60th birthday.
Somebody on the Facebook page believed that.
Wow, that's you're only 60? Yeah. You look much older.
Thank you. Son of a bitch. It's true.
Did you do anything special for your birthday?
Just went out to lots of different restaurants and stuff. That's it. I had dinner with both of my divorced parents last night. That was... Not any more awkward than when they were not divorced.
Wait, sorry, they were together. Like together?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you meant like you went to one.
No,
dinner
no,
and
that's,
then
that was the original plan.
Yeah.
But then my dad suggested, and they'd like just like this week, my dad called my mom to let her know he got the divorce papers, and in that phone call, suggested that we all get dinner for my birthday together. And my mom's like, "All right," and then they told me, and they're like, "No, it'll be fine. It'll be fine." And I'm like, all right. And it honestly, and that says a lot about how their marriage was before the divorce, that it was no different.
Yeah.
It was equally awkward.
Yeah.
And combative, so.
Yeah. Cool.
Fun. Or we ate hibachi.
I was going to ask, what did you eat?
Did the hibachi chef throw like a piece of onion in your
dad's
mouth?
We went downstairs. I didn't want any awkwardness in front of other people. I wanted like privacy, and also I didn't want like that big like birthday production that they do with the gong and the... I'm like, no, none of that. We're going to the downstairs. Yeah, none of that. So it was just...
Sid getting a birthday surprise is literally the worst present you can give Sid, which is why when I and Lonnie took Sid out to Hooters.
Motherfuckers. Last time I will ever use the bathroom
at a Hooters
on my birthday.
What?
at all what in happened? Any context.
Were we at a show or something?
We went to there was like a Comedy Central Presents thing at Central Park that we went to.
That's it.
With like Dimitri Martin. That was like the 5 minutes when we all liked Dimitri Martin. And afterwards, I don't think Hooters was the original plan, but like the other two places that we tried were closed. And then Hooters was open. It's like, all right, I guess we'll go here.
The moment Sid went to the bathroom, I was like, you know what Sid would hate, Lottie? If we told the waitresses it was his birthday. And he was like, we have to do it.
So it was your idea?
I believe it was my idea. I'm taking credit for it, even if it wasn't. If you look on Sid's face, though, when they came over, worth the entire price of the meal itself. He didn't even look at any of them in the eyes. He just directly looked at us with this, like, half disappointment, half really. Like, this is what you're doing? This is what you're doing? It was pretty great.
You turn the tables on me. Usually I'm the one doing that fucked up stuff to other people. So
yeah, but you would never take your friends to Hooters, like, as a prank, because that means you would have to be there, too.
Well, going to Hooters wasn't a prank. It was just the only place that was open.
They have wonderful chicken fingers. They're delicious.
You don't even like the wings?
And then he read...
I don't want to do the work.
And then he read Playboy for the articles.
Oh, Rob.
Mr. Bojangles in the chat.
What? Is he really? What did he say?
Talking about flushing.
Did he do a dance for you?
No, sadly. You can't dance in a chat.
I don't know.
Harley Race asks, how are the Hooters ribs, Rob?
I got the chicken fingers. I didn't get the ribs.
So you got to go back and report to
us. Yeah.
Take some Yelp photos.
Harley Race also asked, was Lonnie jerking off next to Sid as a birthday surprise? He kept it in his pants.
I thought the wing batter tasted weird.
So what's the most absurd story of the week, Axel? What do you
from
think?
Metal?
From Metal this week.
I don't know. What the fuck happened this week again?
Tim Lambesis was denied.
Yeah, who gives a shit?
Yeah, whatever.
Go away. Get shivved already. Jesus
Christ.
But
Metal Injection thought that was like the number one, two, and three most controversial moments in metal history.
Well, when he got arrested, but then it's like it took a year for the fucking court case to get settled, and then he was found guilty, and then he tried to have his prison sentence reduced. And it's just like you...
How much did he want it reduced by?
A year.
Oh, God.
The year that he was on
the year
house
that he
arrest?
Was under house arrest. And the catch is that that only counts towards your jail time if the whatever the anklet that they make you wear is administered by the government.
Okay.
And this one was administered by his bail bondsman to make sure that he didn't lose money on the bail bond. So it didn't count.
Did he know that going in?
That's, I mean, presumably not.
Catch.
Why would you do that?
He was just like anything at this point. 6 years.
Do you think that Tim Lambesis was sitting at home a year ago under house arrest being like, I think they've got me on tape asking him to kill my wife. I think I could beat this.
Yeah. He's very trusting, that guy.
Jesus Christ, man.
He is.
Yeah, so I asked a dude I sort of knew from the gym if he could help me find someone
legit.
To kill my
wife. Well, his story is that the dude kind of put it on him, which I thought was hilarious. That, like, the dude is like, oh, you should meet this guy, blah, blah, blah. Like, you should kill her. Like, that was, like, he was just exploring. He never...
Exploring with a $1,000 deposit, a photograph, and dates when she wouldn't be home.
That's what I love. Like, even if he was saying all of it, he was like, oh, well, the dates was just like, I didn't want my kids to see anybody snooping around. I didn't think he was actually going to kill her. He was just going to, you know,
but don't
investigating.
Don't
that
they
was
literally have him on tape saying, I want her killed?
Yeah, no, I know, but the absurdity of that interview that he had.
Right.
Where he's trying to rationalize going and seeing the hitman.
Right, right, right.
The supposed hitman was the undercover cop.
Why can't he just admit that he did something wrong? Why not just own it?
Because
he's a sociopath.
My favorite part was the testimony of the cop who was posing as the hitman because he kept trying to get him to say, so you want her killed? And he would just say, like, I want her taken care of or whatever, and it wasn't good enough. So finally they're walking away, and like as he's about to walk away, Lambesis turns around and goes, just to be clear, I want her killed. And I'm thinking, like, Tim Lambesis
he actually
must
said,
be
I want
sitting
her,
in jail
I want
like,
her
God
dead.
Damn it!
If there is one picture I would want, it is the picture of that undercover cop's face when that happened,
just
like
the
relief.
Smile.
Like, I'm going to get such shit from the chief, and then 2 seconds later, Oh my God, I can't believe he actually said that.
At a Barnes and Noble. Yeah.
I wonder if they were in the murder mystery section.
They wanted to go someplace where they knew there wouldn't be anybody. So they went to a physical book.
This is why you need a Kindle.
Before we get to the calls, Harley Race has a very deflammatory comment.
Deflammatory?
Yeah.
Not defamatory?
Defamatory.
Or
inflammatory.
Inflammatory.
Deflammatory suggests this comment is going to put fires out.
Yeah.
He's putting my fire out on the inside. He goes, look at Rob trying to impress by starting the metal talk. Rob has to keep his image as someone who likes metal. Here's where you're wrong, Harley Race.
Everyone knows Rob doesn't like metal already. Cat's out of the bag.
The last person I need to impress is Axel Rosenberg.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. Do what you want, dude. Do what makes you happy.
By the way, the number to dial if you want to contribute to this impressive conversation is 646-929-1357. 562, you're on the live cast.
Hey, how's it going? It's El Duderino. Happy birthday, Sid.
Thank you. So do I have to do this?
Yeah.
You
got to put some effort.
I had something different that was maybe a little bit funnier.
How dare you, saying that what I just did wasn't funny?
How dare you assume that it's funny?
Happy birthday, Sid. You're not funny.
Thank you.
So what is it?
All right. I have my one statement within reason that Sid can say that can be taken for a drop.
Okay.
All right. I want you to say Ian McKay is a piece of shit.
Okay, I will definitely say that. Ian McKay is a piece of shit. You know why I'm okay saying that? Because his name is actually pronounced Mackay. So I just completely shit-talked some other person. Ha-ha! Take that, motherfucker.
You can't readjust it.
I'm okay with being the only one impressed by that.
All right, 203. 203, you're on the live cast.
Hey.
Oh.
What's your name and where are you from?
Colin.
It's Colin.
Oh, okay.
How's the dog walking going?
Good.
Good to hear.
Scintillating conversation on the metal injection.
Are you just listening, Colin? Should we hang
Colin,
up on
don't
the
you want to wish Sid a happy 60th birthday?
60?
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
It's a milestone.
I'm 23 now.
We're not saying
we're not
you're
talking
turning
about you,
60.
Colin.
Yeah.
You know you don't age on someone else's birthday, right?
No.
Did we hang up?
Cool.
It got really quiet.
All right.
Good chat.
Thanks, Colin.
Always a great conversation with that Colin.
He's a little bit more lively usually. He was very restrained today. I don't know why.
He was pretty baked, sounded to me.
Probably.
He's only 23. He wouldn't smoke pot.
He's all tuckered out from the dog walking.
Sid didn't smoke pot till he was 50.
Yeah. And I'm already off of it.
Holy
Anything
crap.
Important, Rob? Is that Ultramantis beige?
It's Ultramantis black, and I was trying to text him, but apparently it's a landline.
Oh, there's a call.
Let's see. 608, you're on the Metal Injection live cast. This is an Ultramantis. 608.
Hello?
Yes, what's your name?
Yeah.
Where are you?
Hey, it's Jay Allen Goodwin. How you guys doing?
Who?
Hello? Jay Allen Goodwin.
Oh, hi, Jay Allen Goodwin.
Hi. How are you guys? I've always wanted to speak to you guys in person instead of leaving shitty comments on your blog.
We're not
this
really
isn't in person.
What's up?
Chilling. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. I'm just sitting here in my underwear, scratching.
What kind of underwear?
Boxers or tight?
They're boxers, but what?
Silk, cotton, what kind?
What size?
Brand
name? They're cotton. They're cotton. I wanted to say hi to Axel. Hi, Axel.
Hi. Okay, good talk.
How's the dog walking going?
It's pretty good.
Cool.
Just one question before you guys hang up on me. Have you guys been to our website yet? Checked it out?
Not going to let you say it. All right. Well,
that was weird.
What happened?
There's a website.
Wait, were we supposed to really know who that was?
No.
It was Ken Pierce.
No, it was just a troll.
Yes, we've been to your website.
We're going to have Ultra Mantis Black on in a few minutes. Another story of the week was unlocking the truth and how everyone sensationalized their, myself included.
Rob, sensationalized news? I don't believe it.
Sensationalized their $60,000 advance by my headline, actually. Wasn't that sensational?
I thought it was one point something million.
Like, I was like, unlocking the truth, sign a $1.7 million recording contract, but they're going to have to work for it, which is not misleading.
That's fair.
Because they're really only getting a $60,000 advance. Now, their first album has to sell 250,000 copies.
Oh, my God.
Good luck.
Yeah. Poor kid. In order for Sony to option the second record, for which they would get a larger sum, and then the entire six-album deal, should they do it, like should they make the entire six albums, would be $1.7 million.
Yeah, that's never going to happen.
Yeah. And they have to pay back that $60,000 advance,
it's not
right?
necessarily that they have to pay back. It's the money is against the earnings.
Right.
So, like, they have to make $60,000 in royalties.
Yeah.
To pay back to the label before they get to see any money from the sale. Yeah, so it's really they're taking the money from the – it's an advance.
I think it's going to work out fine. Seriously.
Really?
Like think of how many metal bands have been around since they were 11 years old. Like it's just a classic tried and true strategy for success and not winding up as a totally fucked up adult.
Do they still go to school?
Yeah. They're
they
only
have to by law.
Yeah.
Hanson are well adjusted. They're not a metal
like,
band.
Weren't Hanson like – Scientologists or something crazy
probably
like
probably something cult-like. I don't know.
Didn't they all fuck each other or something?
Let's get your wife on the phone. Isn't she the Hanson expert?
She's probably on the train right now, but yeah. My wife has a Hanson tattoo.
That's...
Yeah.
Wow.
She didn't get it recently.
You know how you know it's love is that Sid married her anyway.
Yeah. And it's like, all right, there's at least one thing I can make fun of her for the rest of my life, no fail.
If that's the... Yeah, like...
I've got that in the
priority.
Bag. If all other ideas fail, I could always go back to goofing on the Hanson tattoo.
Where is it?
On her wrist, inside of her wrist. Mm. Yeah.
You know what I think we should talk about is Kerry King bringing a groupie back to his hotel room and Tom Araya.
Oh,
what?
We totally do need to talk about this
in the corner.
This entire Playboy article.
Yeah.
Oh, so you do read Playboy for the articles. It's true.
You got me. How to Have Sex Like a Rock Star.
Featuring interviews with barely any rock stars.
Yeah, who
featuring one quote from Kerry King.
No, there's like two.
Oh, well then. Who else do they talk to?
Rob Caggiano.
Who is that?
Exactly. The guy from Orgy.
Oh, God. Do they talk to Bruno Mars?
They have a member of Slipknot, though.
Oh,
the
well then.
DJ.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, well, he's probably the only one getting laid in that band, huh? If anybody. DJs know how to do it.
Also, Tommy Vext.
Tommy Vext.
What?
Local rock star Tommy
Super
Vext.
Super nice dude, not a rock star.
Oh, and one of the Butcher Babies who was totally selling out women.
I'm shocked. I'm shocked that yeah. one of the porn stars posing as a metal singer is selling out women.
We're going to talk. We should talk. We actually, it's already 6:30, so we got to get our special guest on the line. I'm going to call Ultra Mantis Black. There's a new self-titled EP. It's out now on the Relapse Records. A fine record label, although their choice in marketing directors, questionable.
Why?
He's a good friend.
Yes, brother. Yeah.
Rob, in high school, did anyone ever call you Ultraman Tits?
I just had regular.
They were Ultraman Tits.
Could be a good thing. I feel like really strong.
Hello, this is Ultramantis Black.
Hi, this is the Metal Injection Livecast. Thank you for picking up. The signal is quite clear for parts unknown.
The Metal Injection Podcast. My goodness, the pleasure is all mine, my friend. Yes, we are here in parts unknown, but a pleasure to speak with you.
Really quickly, it's the live cast. We're not just any old podcast. We're live.
Wait, a live cast, my friends in the building.
We are
that
live.
Is excellent. We are live. We're streaming live across the world.
That's correct.
Are we sure this is...
Excellent.
This is not... it might be. We don't know what's under that mask. The number to dial is 646-929-1357. If you want to get on the line with part wrestler, part metal vocalist.
Can he be all wrestler, all metal vocalist?
You're right.
Gives 100% all the time.
My friend, all metal, all wrestling, all the time.
See? I should be the PR guy.
Now, Ultramantis, or should I call you Mr. Black? What's the shorthand?
But many call and refer to me as UMB. You may call me UMB.
UMB seems longer.
Yeah, let's go with Mantis then.
Well, Mantis, first off, thank you for taking time out of your busy training schedule to speak to us on the live cast. And you have a new EP out. When did you decide the world was ready to hear the Ultramantis Black music project?
I felt 2014, the time was right. People have been waiting for 5, 10, 15 years. I felt, let's do it at the 14th year of this new eon. So I thought we should just do it. You know, I approached the boys at the Relapse Records, and they've been quite amendable and quite commendable to doing this joint venture together.
How long is the flight from Parts Unknown to Relapse Records headquarters? Is that a long flight?
It's a matter of days, actually, my friend. You know, actually, right now, we are, not in Parts Unknown, I'm calling you from Boston, Massachusetts, where we just wrapped up a big wrestling show just minutes ago. So I'm calling you from the ladies' room in Boston, Massachusetts.
Interesting.
There's only one ladies' room in Boston, Massachusetts?
There is only one. I tracked it down, and then here I came.
And even that one's empty enough that a professional wrestler could just be hanging out in there on the phone. And nobody
it's all good.
Who is the unfortunate sap that had the misfortune of being in the ring with Ultramantis Black?
Tonight it was a 10-person tag team matchup. We took on the Devastation Corporation, Kaiju Big Battles Dr. Cube, and none other than Kizarni. We put a whooping to them.
Wow.
Oh, indeed.
Dr. Cube seems like a pretty high-level guy to put a beating on him.
He's nothing to me, my friend, nothing.
Does that guy have a band? I bet he doesn't. Fuck that guy, right?
Oh, my, indeed.
So, you what I found very interesting is your band is backed by Piss Jeans. How did you hook up with those guys? And
you know, I'm not familiar with the band, the Piss Jeans, but they perform in that musical act as well. But I was actually approached by a number of nameless individuals about the possibility of backing Ultramantis Black and spreading the gospel, my good news, if you will. And they came into the fold, and quite frankly, I haven't really asked any questions of them. I still don't know their names, but yes, indeed, we are a force to be reckoned with within the metal and hardcore community and the professional wrestling community.
I see. So basically, anybody can approach you and just be a part of your faction as long as they're, like, faceless and you don't know who they are.
If you're a true devotee to our cause, then yes, absolutely.
Honestly, I think it's a financial decision, because as long as he doesn't know their name, he doesn't have to write them a check. Keeps all the royalties.
Oh, but my friend, I don't pay attention to the rules of the federal government. No, sir.
So you're keeping the money either way.
Absolutely.
Nice.
Now, Ultramantis, is there any plans for touring with your band? And what kind of show can people expect?
There are some plans to go international, as it were, to take our message far and wide. People can expect perhaps one of the most unstoppable, unheralded, unbeckoning, ridiculous, absolutely a force to be reckoned with at our live show. Absolutely.
Right. Now, I think
over the top, my friend.
It would be easy for a journalist to try to compare your band to Fozzy, the band with this other pro wrestler. I don't know if you've heard of him. His name is Chris Jericho. Are you familiar?
I am familiar with Chris Jericho, and I've heard of the band The Fozzy. I've heard some comparisons to The Fozzy, but I don't know. Quite frankly, musically, I think we're maybe in a kind of a different realm. You would have to tell me that, my friend. You, the journalist, the musical journalist.
You sound nothing like Fozzy, and I would never claim to be a musical journalist.
Okay, fair enough.
But you guys are a noise band. I feel like you're more comparable to a band like The Locust, a band like Fozzy.
I could compare us to The Locust. You are more than welcome to, my friend. I think Ultraman is Black as its own entity. Whatever, my friend. What I think is that the important thing is getting our gospel truth, our message out there to the masses by any means necessary. Whether the medium is professional wrestling, whether the medium is music, that is what we do. That is the great and devious Ultraman is Black.
What is the gospel that you're trying to get out there? Because, you know, the Metal Injection livecast is broadcast to dozens of people. They could be hearing you right at this very moment.
My friend, my personal, the doctrine, the truth of Ultraman is Black is three simple things, and they're quite clear. Animal liberation, earth liberation, and human liberation. That is our goal, and that is our message, and that is what we are out to do.
What are you liberating animals and humans from?
From oppression, from subjugation, from torture, from pain. That is what we are out to liberate the masses from.
But you're
from.
A wrestler. Your job is to give pain. So you want people to be liberated from you?
I'm inflicting pain on the enemies in the ring. I'm inflicting pain on those who deserve it, on those who have offended, those who have trespassed. Those who deserve it are quite capable of dealing with what is being dished out, but those who cannot defend themselves, who do not deserve it, they are not.
So you would never wrestle an animal?
If they consented, then yes. But no, without consent, absolutely not.
Cool.
A bear? Would you fight a bear?
A bear? No, I frown upon that.
What about Rob in a bear suit?
Meaning Rob shirtless.
In a bear suit, yes.
Okay. Fair enough.
Sit in a koala suit.
What if Rob dresses up as a kangaroo and I'm in his pouch naked? I stay in the pouch the whole time.
Would that be a handicap match? Or would that be a one-on-one?
I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued, gentlemen.
Let's take a caller. If you want to ask Ultramantis Black a question, the number to dial is 646-929-1357. His new self-titled EP is out now on Relapse Records. We're going to be playing a few hits from that album. 562, you're on the air. El Duderino.
How's it going, Mantis Black? I was wondering...
How are you, my friend?
I am well. At your show in Boston, I was wondering, at any point during the match, did the Yeti come out and give you a hug?
The Yeti, I would have... If the Yeti would have come out, I would have given him a hug back, because that's what Yetis do. But unfortunately, no, sadly, that did not happen tonight in Boston, Massachusetts.
I am so sorry.
Indeed.
All right, Duderino. Now, Mantis, as a young Mantis, before you were Ultra, when you were just Mantis Black,
yes.
Did you watch professional wrestling?
Yes, I've followed professional wrestling all of my life, pre-Mantis, post-Mantis, what have you. Yes, I've always been a fan of the pro-graps.
And who stood out to you as a young Mantis?
My favorite professional wrestler of all time is Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert. If anyone follows more of the southern regional territories, you may be familiar with him. So Eddie Gilbert, I was also a fan of the big monsters like Bruiser Brody and Abadullah the Butcher, as well as the Florida territories. Kevin Sullivan and his satanic group was a big influence to me.
I see. And... Now, have you ever wrestled Abdullah and gotten perhaps any of his hepatitis on you?
I've avoided that somehow up until this point, so we'll see if we can continue that streak.
Just to clarify for the non-wrestling fans, Abdullah the Butcher is this overweight man, Middle Eastern, South Asian man. Who
He's from the Sudan, my friend, the Sudan.
Of course.
It's very South Asian. You're sort of right.
And his whole thing was hardcore matches, so he would bleed profusely, sometimes with the other wrestler, and a wrestler recently sued him for fighting him without telling him that he had hepatitis, and the wrestler contracted hepatitis from wrestling. That's a hardcore match. Hepatitis match. Jeez.
Health insurance on a pole match is next.
Do mantises bleed? Is this something you're concerned of, safety and health at these professional wrestling functions?
I have been known to spill some blood on occasion. I tend not to think about the consequences, which may be a bad idea, but that's just how I operate as the great and devious one, the mayor of parts unknown, if you will.
Wow, was there a big election for the mayorship? Who did you run again?
2000, 2004, 2008, and 2012 landslide victories for Ultimate Slack as mayor of parts unknown. Absolutely.
Now, sadly,
successful campaign.
A big resident of Parts Unknown passed away earlier this year, the Ultimate Warrior. What was his estate like in Parts Unknown? Did he have, like, the big house in town?
Yes, he was more, he was a bit bougie. He was what they call upper crust. He didn't really come to our side of the tracks, but that's okay. You know, the time will come. But, yes, sad for his passing earlier this year. Great wrestler, the Ultimate Warrior, the Dingo Warrior, Blade Runner Rock, indeed.
He ran against you for mayor as the Tea Party candidate, but he didn't get much traction, sadly.
Yeah.
No, he did not a whole lot of action or votes behind him.
Pretty liberal town, parts unknown, I would imagine, right? Mm-hmm. They're pretty open to anybody.
Yeah, they do.
How's the drug laws in parts unknown?
Say again, my friend, quite loud here.
The drug laws in parts unknown. Good drug laws.
The drug laws. I don't sully myself with the intoxicants personally myself. So I'm not sure how that all works. But there may have been some problems with that with some members of the parts unknown community.
All right. Well, would you ever see yourself combining the metal show and a pro wrestling show and kind of do some sort of tour like that, where you do some high spots while performing your music?
You call it rock and wrestling.
That's an interesting concept, my friend. I'll have to look into that. But yes, absolutely open to anything. You know, we have to combine. I feel that both the metal community, the metal audience, as well as the wrestling community, the real wrestling audience, they're very kindred spirits, if you will. And I think that would mesh rather well, indeed.
What do you think are some of the most metal pro wrestlers of all time? Do you have a sort of list of, like, that guy?
He would be.
Other than Van Hammer, of course.
The most metal wrestler of all time, I would say, without a doubt, is Jerry Lynn. And that is legitimate. He is absolutely the most knowledgeable professional wrestler that I have ever known as far as metal and in general. So, yes, Jerry Lynn.
Fun fact, Frank's old band, Dividing Light,
That's right.
Jerry Lynn's late ROH entrance theme music.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, very, very crazy. All right, well, Mantis, thank you so much for hanging out with us on the show. We want to play a few cuts from your new EP as well as a playlist curated by you. We bumped Sid's playlist, his punk birthday playlist.
It was also your birthday the other day too, right, according to Wikipedia?
Wikipedia lies repeatedly. Wikipedia is the devil, so I wouldn't trust Wikipedia, frankly, my friend.
July 17th, not your birthday.
Do Mantis have birthdays?
I have no birthday, my friend, none whatsoever.
But if you did, would it be July 17th?
If I had to choose, sure, why not?
Okay, so there you go.
Now, there's one band that you picked. I've never heard of them, and I can't really pronounce their name, and their song is only 6 seconds long. It's George Riggigigi.
The Ghetto Ghetto Giggigigi.
Oh, okay. There we go.
Yes, that's how you pronounce that one. They're from Japan.
Oh, wonderful. Now, you're a big fan of the Japanese culture, right? Is there a good metal in Japan that you know of, or good rock music?
There's a lot of great music in Japan. I had an opportunity to spend some time wrestling in Japan, and while I was over there, I got to see quite a few bands, and Gauze is one of my favorite Japanese bands of all time, but great metal and hardcore community and scene out there in Japan, without a doubt.
And were there Ultra Mantis Blacks in the crowd when you came out? Because I'm sure your look lends itself to their culture, I imagine.
If you want to say that, sure, why not?
Well, they just like the characters.
They like the characters. I enjoy the characters as well. As well. But you know what? Japan is just my love affair with professional wrestling in Japan is a lot of it. Of course, they respect professional wrestling as an art form. And but to me, yes, the characters that they've developed over there in Japan over the years are definitely a draw, without a doubt. You are right, my friend.
Yes. Great Muta, one of my all-time favorite wrestlers. I know about that. I know things about wrestling.
Anything else you want to impress him with?
There's also Misawa. That's like a big wrestling nerd name to throw around.
You know, when I was actually, my friend, when I was over here last time I was in Japan, Misawa died same night that I was performing in Japan, and it was pretty heartbreaking because he is without a doubt one of the top legends of Japanese professional wrestling.
Yeah. And he died in the middle of the ring. He died He did.
He died. He took a bad fall, and he died right in the middle of the ring. So. Quite sad, but his legend and spirit lives on.
He was like one of the biggest wrestlers. Like, could almost be comparable to like Hulk Hogan.
Wait, are you guys talking about Owen Hart?
No, Misawa, damn it. And this was much later than Owen Hart. Come on.
Similar enough. He died in the ring.
Well, he didn't die being like propelled from the rafters.
He took a fall.
It's a little different.
I don't know.
That's crazy.
I think Misawa is Japanese for Owen Hart.
Stop it. Come on, Sid.
I'm updating Wikipedia as we speak.
You're terrible. that must have been a bummer, though, to be backstage while I can't. Anyway, let's move on. Play some music. Oof. Thanks a lot, Sid.
What'd I do?
You're a terrible person. Now, Mantis, we want to play a few. What are some of your favorite tracks off of the EP that you'd like for us to play before we get into your playlist?
Oh, why don't you play that Earth War and that Sentience? Those are two of my favorites. Why don't you play those? I would love to hear them.
Earth War and Sentience.
No.
Wonderful.
Sentience.
Okay. Thanks, Sid, for the pronunciation lesson.
Well, you want to say it right.
You're right.
The buying bubble.
I was serious. Thank you.
You do want to say it right. Yes, you're right. You get the man at the point there.
1 point, the entire, after disrespecting one of the
I didn't disrespect
top,
anyone. I wasn't working there that night. It had nothing to do with me.
You're the worst person, Sid. I apologize, Ultraman, just for my douchebag of a co-host.
Oh, my, no apologies necessary.
Okay. All right. Well, Mantis, thank you for putting up with us. And, good luck, and I hope to catch you in New York City soon.
Thank you for having me, I thank you, my friends. I heard a lot of good things about the Metal Injection live cast, so we're glad to be here, and the pleasure was all mine.
Great, awesome. Well, pick up the new Ultramantis Black EP. You can get it at RelapseRecords.com on their Bandcamp page, or take a trip to parts unknown and see Mantis at his house. I'm sure he'll have some copies. All right, let's get to the Earth War.
If we look back at the sites, why did we not do more sooner? Why did we not go and burn those corporations down sooner? Why did we not hold those CEOs accountable for killing our children? Yeah.
You're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast. Did that song sound great? Oh, I'm sorry. I had my script wrong. I meant to say, that song didn't sound great. Here's another. Hello. This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. You're listening to the podcast that could solve the Middle East crisis, cure cancer, and get health care for every American. If they weren't so busy making dick and fart jokes, it's the Metal Injection Livecast. Slaves. Hebrews born to serve. To the Pharaoh. Heed. To his every word. Live in fear. Ah, the good old days. When Jews did what you told them to do. Like building pyramids for free, instead of sitting around for 2 hours talking about penises and assholes and jerking off into Doritos bags. You're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast. We'll be right back. This is Chuck Blandington, reminding you, it is not going to be all right. It is not going to be okay. It is not going to be all right. It is not going to be okay. But at least you can listen to the Metal Injection live cast at metalinjection.net. This is Chuck Blandington. I fucked your girlfriend last night. While you snored and drooled, I fucked your love. She called me daddy. And I called her baby as I smacked her ass. And then I used your computer to stream the Metal Injection livecast at metalinjection.net/livecast. We'll be right back. This is Chuck Blandington. This show is a lot like recess at the concentration camp. A big sloppy bunch of Jews BSing about nothing important and waiting to die. Get ready, the Masa. A Metal Injection live cast returns now.
Welcome back. Hour number two. I want to thank Ultramantis Black calling us all the way from the ladies' room in Boston at a pro wrestling show.
The one place that you know will be empty at a pro wrestling show is the ladies' room.
and he picked a pretty great playlist that we had to extend a bit. Noah was rolling a doober for us. Thanks, Noah.
You're welcome.
Kicked it off with two Ultramantis Black songs. First one was Earth War. Second one was Sentience.
Better than last time.
A lesson in violence from Exodus. Follow that. Followed by the Gregory with G. Then Possessed with the Exorcist. Infest with Where's the Unity. Statement with the True Path. Then this is where I had a pick. It was Spawn of Possession with Where Angels Go, Demons Follow. And then Noah's recommendation of a Pig Destroyer song. I forget which one I just played. Which one was it?
Let's take some calls.
It's
maybe
puff,
they
puff
know.
Past.
I was like, why is this coming
oh,
back?
Oh, Blonde Prostitute. Maybe. Thank you, Anthony. Anthony's paying attention to the music. And we got Axel Rosenberg and Anthony sitting in. Anthony doesn't have a last name. He's like Cher or Madonna. Or Anthony.
Prince.
Tony yeah. Orlando and Dawn.
I thought it was Axel E. Rosenberg. I thought he was Anthony E.
Oh, maybe.
Horrible joke. Sorry. I'm just going to go kill myself.
Just glad
not
someone said
house.
It besides me.
Sorry.
So before the Mantis call, what a great guest, by the way. What
oh,
a...
Rob, I was going to say, why did you, like, after that amazing interview that you did, why did you decide to go into metal journalism rather than wrestling journalism?
Am I being interviewed here? Well, I...
That's a serious question.
I
you knew
did.
About it. It was, like, such a fluid interview.
Oh, well, before Metal Injection, I had a wrestling website, and that's what I did. That's
did?
How I taught myself how to do HTML and CSS.
What was it called?
Well, I had a few. Originally, I worked for ProWrestling.com. Then I opened my own website, which was WrestlingArena.com.
How old were you when you worked for ProWrestling.com?
About 15. I was making about $25 a month.
Did you pay taxes on that?
No.
It was under the table?
It was very. It was a 20 and a 5 mailed in the from another 15-year-old.
It was in Taco Bell coupons, right?
No, it was actual money. And then I had like a wrestling website, and I would do that.
What was it called?
Wrestling Arena, I told you.
Is it still up? Like, can we go and look
no,
at
but if you go to the Wayback Machine.
What's that?
It's like you could go back and look at a website at any point in time. You could go back and look at, like, CNN from, like, 10 years ago and see what it looks like.
Interesting.
So you could look it up on there. Okay. It's definitely on there, yeah.
Nice. Is there any particular date you want us to look for?
No, it doesn't.
Like, if you had a portfolio or something, what would be the front page?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Would it be the night Owen Hart died? Did you have a big post for that? Were you doing it?
I created a memorial wallpaper, I remember. And
did you charge for
it? A desktop. No, of course not.
You seem like the type to profit off of that.
But what I do remember is that I this was like before Wikipedia, so I got the year that he was born wrong. Because it was like, oh, he was 35 or whatever they said. And it was like, did he turn 35 this year? Or... Was he about to turn 36? And I got whatever it was, I got it wrong. I remember. And I remember this was like the most at the time, like the highest traffic point of mm-hmm. the site. And then like that wallpaper got shared everywhere. So it was my first journey into misinforming the public.
Into yeah, not
yeah, yeah. Absolutely true story.
I don't doubt
like,
it.
Why would I lie about that? Why would I make that up? Yeah. I wouldn't, because I'm a truthful non-journalist. But thank you, Noah.
You're welcome.
I was curious about what it would have been like to be backstage when Misawa died, because Misawa was a big wrestler in Japan. He was like pretty much like on the level of Hulk Hogan, like what Hulk Hogan is here. Like everybody knew who he was. He was a national treasure.
Why don't you start like a video website about wrestling, and then you can interview
interesting. Well, Darren and I have been talking about starting a wrestling podcast, but it's kind of hard to schedule another day to do this sort of thing.
Mm. You're just not a committed person.
Do it over the phone.
I was thinking about that, if we just do like a Skype thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, or like a Google Hangout.
Or just go to one of his umping gigs with like a recorder. Just like between innings, you could get a little quick chat session in, and then he goes back, and then you pick it back up.
I wouldn't want the flow to be ruined like that.
That's all right.
Harley Ray says, Rob wants to be Dave Meltzer. I do not want to be. Also, Harley Ray says, why didn't Rob start a website that just copied and pasted the Wrestling Observer? That's exactly what I did. That's exactly what all wrestling sites do. Is they, there's two real stories. I mean, I guess now there's a few more, but yeah.
What was that website that we all worked on where you guys wrote like comedy posts about wrestling?
Metal Injection.
Oh, double axe handle.
Yeah.
That's still
and
up.
We photoshopped.
We tried to start a wrestling blog a few years ago. Now, like 6 years ago. It's crazy how long ago it was. But then I was like, oh, I should just be working on Metal Injection right now. I shouldn't be doing this. That's how I felt about it.
And then you didn't even work on Metal Injection. You just took a nap instead.
I said I should be working on Metal Injection. So it's like, well, since I'm not working on Metal Injection, I should do something else then.
Take a nap.
Yeah. So I took a nap. We have a call.
To remind people it's also Sid's 60th birthday.
Sid's 60th birthday. Oh, we should have got Ultra Mantis Black to wish.
Five more years and I get to retire from the live cast. Collect my pension.
Senior citizen tickets at the movies. That's in like 2
can't
years.
Wait.
928. You're on the live cast. What's your name? Where are you from? Yes.
Hello.
Yes, hello. What's your name and where are you from?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, I'm from Arizona.
Say that
my
again.
Name is London.
Hello, London.
Hello. I have a question.
Okay.
Is Axel still around by any chance?
No, he died.
Oh. Okay.
He fell right into the middle of the ring.
He made a bad joke and he offed himself.
Okay, Axel. I have something to say.
Okay.
I believe that's a toilet flush.
Okay.
I don't get it.
Is this that guy that just comments on posts saying flush?
Yeah.
Is that him? I'd be very impressed if that was this actual guy. Is that who you are? Did you hang up already?
I hung up on that.
Why?
I want to know what the toilet flush represented, metaphorically speaking.
If it was an empty toilet or was there something in there? There's so many questions.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we'll never know now. We'll never know the true story of London from Arizona.
People from Arizona typically are very well adjusted and have a lot of interesting things to say for themselves. He should totally call back.
I don't know why he's called London.
646-929-1357. London, please call back. We need you. We don't really.
No, we don't.
No, that's okay, London.
So we were talking about that Playboy article, How to Have Sex Like a Rock Star. And there's all this advice about, like, all right, one of them is be yourself.
If you're really famous and have money.
Says the guy from Orgy and Dead by Sunrise and Julian K.
Be yourself. That's why I always ejaculate quickly.
He goes, the way I usually meet women is by focusing on my passions and actually making myself someone that is attractive to women. I try to be the best at what I do. I enjoy having a look. I can sing and play music. Many people seem to like my music and my voice. I've had some success in the business. I have a story, and it shows. Basically, he's saying, talk about yourself and get a good hairstyle, is what I mean.
What's his story? He has a story, and it shows, but what's the story?
The
I'm
story
in a
is,
band?
Yeah.
That, remember that show? One cover song?
Yeah.
That was me.
That was 20 years ago.
And there's nothing more that a girl loves than a guy who just talks about himself.
Yeah.
Great advice.
To have good hair part's not bad advice. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Yeah.
No, girls don't like that because that means you spend way too much time in the mirror.
That's fine, but you shouldn't show
And that's their mirror!
Well, you gotta scream. We're all friends here, man. Come on.
That's how the women feel. Easy. Like, get away from my mirror!
That's
my mirror!
You make a very
All right, Edith Bunker. All your go-to female voice is always Edith Bunker.
Archie! Get away from my bear! My bear! Who are you?
It's very similar. It's true.
And then, of course, I want to know what Sid Wilson from Slipknot says. Also listed in his credits, Slipknot and Miami Vice Soundcrack is his other project. It's as simple as introducing yourself. If she responds to the introduction, introduces herself back, you're halfway there.
Yeah, if she's not freaked out by the mask you're wearing, you're in.
Yeah, or the prison suit.
Yeah. And if one of your bandmates happens to already have a girlfriend, just wear his mask and you could get laid that way.
You'd probably do that anyway. Yeah. No one cares about the DJ.
It's true.
Tommy Vext has some good advice. He says, to ensure feelings aren't hurt in any situation, in any sex situation, I try to be as transparent as possible with my intentions, and usually that's enough. If you're not having sex yet, establish the boundaries, letting her know you're not looking for more than just sex. As long as you have a casual, open dialogue, you can maintain casual, open sex.
So his tip is about not hurting people's feelings, and this is how to have sex like a rock star?
I think he's just saying, hey.
The rock stars give a shit about that.
But also, I want to have sex with you, but only sex with you. Nothing more.
If you're a rock star,
that's
sort of given.
Is that how you like being picked up, Noah? By a guy going, hey, I want to have sex with you.
Is that what you said to her that time you tried?
Noah, I would like to have sex with you.
But only
sex.
But only sex. It's not going to go anywhere.
And then I said, Rob, please don't do this.
That was her exact quote.
I think I always tell them, but you do it right after you're done.
After you get the sex, you're like, oh.
Yeah, you're like, oh, by the way.
That's Axl Rosenberg's
romance
rock
with Axl Rosenberg. You know what, guys? I'm more of a rock star than the dude from Orgy.
Clearly. Well, you have a story, and it shows.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have lots of stories. You post them on your website every day.
The only story that I show is the story of Judaism coming to America. One of those rabbis came up to me in Union Square the other day, and he was like, they're not rabbis. I shouldn't say that, but he was like, are you Jewish? And I really wanted to go like, adoy!
For those of you who have never seen what Axel looks like, very Jewish.
Yeah, I look pretty Jewish.
He looks like the logo on a bag of challah bread.
Oh, that is my new favorite description of me. I always like the thing from The League. I look like a German propaganda, anti-Semitic propaganda.
That's a pretty good show.
That's a good show, yeah. Anyway, to me, the freakiest thing about this article, if we can go back to the article, is just the idea that, you're about to fuck some woman and you turn around and your friend is in the corner videotaping.
Oh, yeah, so,
and he hasn't, asked permission.
Kerry King told this story.
Wait. What's Kerry King's story?
I had hair once.
That's my story.
In the 80s, I found a lady to take back to my room. And when we got to
the 80s lady.
Axel can't swallow his beer.
Ah, that was close.
It's just fit take.
I was just thinking, thank you for specifying that it was a lady.
It wasn't like a skank or a hoe. It was a lady. Yeah.
She was classy.
In the 80s, I found a lady to take back to my room. And when we got to my room, she told me that she didn't want to make a porno with me. What? Okay. I had no idea what she was talking about, and we went back and forth for a few minutes. Finally, I look around the room and saw Tom Araya, my singer, with his video camera rolling. That was pretty much the end of the sexcapade. I see. So the girl saw that Tom Araya was shooting him. And then
assumed
he, Kerry King knew
that, or Kerry King is lying.
Also, well, maybe it was just Tom Araya was like, "Well,
wait.
I was trying to get some sleep, but if Kerry King is coming in here with a girl,
or maybe just
like they were sharing,
like they
a
have
room.
This thing where they just tape each other having sex."
Yeah, I mean, let's think about this for a second. Slayer in the 80s, how big was that hotel room? and they were talking for a couple of minutes before he looked around and saw Tom Araya. Was Tom Araya camouflaged?
Like,
this story
corner.
Doesn't make
he
any fucking sense.
And his hair came and, like, covered up.
Yeah. Just with the red light. Because it was, again, the 80s. How big would that fucking camera have been?
There was another fantastic Tom Araya story. Chuck Billy was being interviewed by Jose Mengen, our good friend, a wonderful human being. Not
we
here,
all know what not. Drop would be played
anyway,
right now.
So Chuck Billy tells a story of how they were on the Clash of the Titans tour in Europe, which was Testament, Slayer, and Megadeth, and they were getting very drunk, and one day Chuck was so drunk he busted this glass open and his hand was bleeding, and then a drunk Tom Araya took him to the hospital. I think this is where we joined
the hospital. There's a bunch of people, and we're trying to get in, and of course we're drunk, so we're like, fucking, where's the fucking doctor? Get over here, you know, and they were scared, like, to get us in there, and we got into the room. The doctor's shaking like this, trying to stitch me up, and Tom's like, come here, give me that, I'll stitch him up, you know, fucking give me that thing. I used to be an ambulance driver. Tom, just stitch it up, come on. And the doctor was so scared. I mean, he put, like, it was cut pretty good. He put, like, 3 stitches in it. And it looked horrible. I mean, I just got a terrible scar from it because he did such a bad job.
But Tom from Slayer.
No, Tom didn't do it, but the doctor ended up doing it, but he was just shaking the whole time. And I just remember Tom wandered out there while the doctor was doing it. I could just hear Tom yelling out in the hallway, Satan rules your asshole! That one is one that goes down in the books. It's a pretty fucked up night.
Can you imagine being in a European hospital? And
like back
drunk,
in the 80s.
A drunk 80s Tom, a young Tom Araya.
That actually sounds awesome.
You'd feel better if you were in the hospital and same rooms.
Well, just imagine like how afraid people are because Chuck Billy is huge. And he must have looked like so intimidating. And it must have been like a total culture shock for those people. So.
Yes, there are no fat people in Europe.
No, the whole like heavy metal.
Germany? Did I make that up?
Germany,
You said they were in Germany. Right, so like,
usually
the country behind the Nazis was afraid of Tom Araya and Chuck Billy.
You're right. What am I saying?
Doesn't make any sense.
Not scared, but like disturbed by it.
Sure.
And what does that have to do with having sex like a rock star?
No, that's just another Tom Araya story.
Trying to get back to the more interesting
Tom
stories.
Film Chuck Billy fucking the doctor.
All right, that's a wild night. I cut my hand on glass. This is not a wild night story to me. I don't know what they must not have many good stories. That wasn't like.
I cut my hand on glass and I gave Abdullah herpes.
That's
hepatitis. Hepatitis.
Hep C. Oof, that poor guy.
Are we sure that it was from Abdullah though?
Yeah.
How did they test Abdullah after?
Well, how did they know he didn't already have hepatitis?
Yeah.
Oh well, he went to court and he won.
Oh.
He won like a big settlement.
Oh.
From Abby the Butcher.
How much money does
a couple
Abdullah
of million dollars.
Have? Seriously?
Abdullah the Butcher owns a restaurant in Atlanta, Abdullah's House of Ribs.
How have you not been there?
That was the best delivery I've ever heard for that.
Abdullah's
the name
house
of that establishment. Abdullah's House of Boss Ribs.
Wait, let me get the official...
Look at the official title here. Yeah, Abdullah the Butcher's House of Ribs.
Ribs? How did you not make us go there when we were in Atlanta? Yeah.
I don't. Why didn't I think of that? You're right. It's Chinese food and ribs.
Sure.
And he's usually there.
Because he's from Southern Asia.
He did.
Southern Asian Sudan.
Oh, Rob.
Come on. So it's around there.
Just a hop and a skip.
North Africa isn't South Asia. Come on. Come on. Let's be adults.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Any hoot.
We have a caller.
Maybe it's London from Arizona.
619. You're on the live cast.
Hi. This is Christian.
Hello, Christian?
Yes.
Hello, Christian. We are Jews. Mostly.
Good to know. I had a question for Axel.
Okay.
I just wanted to know how many times this has happened to you.
That was a pretty weak flush.
Well done.
Do that again. It was pretty weak. We need another.
Put the phone closer.
Yeah,
oh, he's gone.
Yeah. Oh.
He needed to hold the phone closer to the toilet bowl.
Yeah, best sound editing on that slush.
Your fans are conspiring, Axel.
My fans.
Is there like a story behind that? Why do they keep flushing toilets?
Well, it happens on the metal injection comments, too. It's like when somebody, when a troll doesn't like the story being written about or the artist being written about, they'll just flush the story.
I don't go to the comment section of Metal Sucks.
Mm.
It's, you know, it's just like walking into an Ebola zone. It's just, there's no purpose to it.
So that's the thing. All the people in the comments shitting on Axel, he's not even reading it. He'll never see it.
No. Vince tells me if there's something I need to know about.
Oh, Vince Nielsen will check the comments. Your partner in crime.
So curse him out more. He's the one that sees it.
Talking to Axel Rosenberg of MetalSucks.net.
And .gov.
And .gov. Megasluts.gov.
Megasluts.gov. If you get that joke, listening to this for too long.
Yeah.
That's a very early episode of the podcast. You were on one of like the first 20 episodes, I think.
Wow.
I think that's one of those early ones.
That was like the last time that Anthony was here, too.
Pretty much.
Crazy.
Wow, look at how much we've changed.
Oh, 619, back on the line. Hello, 619. Ah, he hung up because he knew. Just so you know, when you call in to flush Axel, we see your phone number.
Don't Should we call him back?
Oh, okay,
and
now,
flush
now
him
we
in?
Have a block number.
Oh, okay. I wonder who it is.
Hello, block number.
It's Jay.
Hello, Jay. No setup.
That one was a better flush.
What does the flush mean?
Flush.
What, how do you feel? Why does Axel make you flush? You need to know. 619-508.
That a flush operation? That is not the ladies' room of a restaurant.
Yeah, I was about to say, this is Ultramantis Black just calling it over and over. He was offended by my Misawa comments. Well, he's just going to call him flush a lot.
Let's call 619 back.
Oh, really?
He likes it.
Wait, are we really calling him back? That seems...
Let's try it.
Why not?
Could tell his mom what he's been up to. Why the water bill's going to be so high this month.
The number you have dialed has not been recognized. Please try again.
Did you put a 1 before it, Rob?
Oh, I did. Hold on.
He's dialing South Asia.
It's already too late. He already heard the feed. He knows he's going to call him.
Well, if he's not home by, maybe other people are home.
So
to
we
pick
can
up
leave, like, a long voicemail.
Oh, that's true. We should just leave the voicemail running for as long as possible.
Everybody be very quiet. Oh, it's different number. It's different 619 numbers,
meaning there are people together. Inspiring.
I'm flattered.
Is it Rey Mysterio?
No, it's the same one. I can see it.
No, I see it too. There's
different. Do you want me to read it out loud on the air so we can see
no,
the same
it.
Number?
No, there was another number before it.
Just say the numbers after 619. That way people won't know what it is. Compare those. So who are you calling now,
so what's
Rob?
Happening?
Is my sound down? What's going on?
I don't hear shit.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who is this?
This is Christian.
Christian, hi. I was just curious, what's behind the flush?
The flush is the greatest thing around. I mean, the flush.
Yes.
What do you want to know?
But why do you flush Axel? Why does Axel deserve to be flushed?
You should go to toiletofhell.com, of with a V.
Was there anything in the toilet
Let's
bowl when you
flushed
it?
Let's assume we're not going to do that.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, I had just peed right before I flushed.
Hmm.
Now, was it a clear pee or a yellow pee? Because if it's a clear pee, it means you're dehydrated. I mean, if it's not a clear pee,
come on,
it
Rob.
Means you're not dehydrated.
It was sort of clear.
All right, shut up. All right, we have a block number. Yes, block number.
Hey, guys, it's Josh.
All right.
No flushing going on tonight.
Yay. He's not going to flush us, I hope.
No. Just wanted to say happy birthday, Sid.
Thank you.
Yeah, these callers.
Thank you very much.
Axel could at least just wish Sid a happy birthday.
You don't know who the fuck I am. Okay, that's all, I guess.
Okay.
What?
Is that it? Oh, Josh, you got
yeah.
it?
Right. Yeah.
Are you fine? Right. Yeah.
Just so you know, Josh is from Wales, which Rob thought was in Australia.
Of course he did. It's in Southern Asia, Australia, right?
Hold on, Wales isn't in Australia?
On Josh's Twitter profile, it says not Australia.
That's good.
He pays homage to your lack of intelligence about the world. I don't think Rob even heard me. He's just looking.
I'm sad.
He's seething right now.
Should do a blog about the globe, about like the map of the world. And you just learn that instead of some of the naps.
Kyle?
What?
I don't take that many naps.
How many naps do you take per day?
Usually none. Maybe one. If
like
it's
a
like,
power nap, like a 15-minute?
Yeah. But usually not.
How many
is
times?
That after lunch?
Sometimes before.
Like a siesta?
Sometimes what percentage of the power naps are on the toilet? Like you just fall asleep.
Oh, I will. I mean, I never fall asleep, but I take some long poos throughout the day. I clear out the system. It's clear.
I never doubted you. In that respect.
You believing in me is what gets me through those shitty
sessions.
Well,
I believe in your bowels. There's a lot of bowel belief.
Thank you.
That's it. That's where I draw the line.
That's all you believe in?
Yeah.
My
otherwise,
bowel?
I don't trust you for shit. Other than shit, I don't trust you for shit.
Fair.
That's all I got.
So, Noah, you never talked about what you did yesterday. You had a very hip-hop type of Saturday.
Okay.
Sorry, I don't want to put you on the spot, but tell us about your hip hop Saturday.
I went to Prospect Park and I saw Deltron 3030, and that was good.
Anthony, you were a hip hopper.
Hip hop hooray. Ho. What?
Is Deltron respected in the hip hoppery community?
Definitely. He's one of the more experimental artists. He does a lot of. He's got a wide range.
He had like
he's dabbled in a couple different projects.
He had an orchestra behind him.
Oh wow.
So that was
not your
cool.
typical hip-hop artist.
He's been around since, like, the
yes.
late 80s.
Yes.
I think you'd like him.
Yeah, no, you were playing it earlier. I'll try
listen
to
the song Virus. That's, like, about computer programming or something. You'd like that.
Yeah, that's right up your alley, Rob.
I like computers.
So then what did you do after you saw Deltron?
Okay, so then after, my friend Rachel is friends with this guy. His name is DJ Showoff, and he's, like, a producer. So he was in a studio nearby, so we went, and we were hanging out with him, and Rachel told him that I played guitar, so he left the studio, and then he came back with the guitar, and I was playing for him, and he was like, I have to record you, I'm going to use you on, like, tracks that I write.
Is he going to pay you for that?
That's personal information, but
that
no, I mean,
no.
we're just going to jam, like...
So, yeah, relax. There's no money yet.
So I might have this burgeoning career in hip-hop now.
Playing some of the Virus while you speak. So what kind of jams were you flowing?
Nothing. I was just playing. I was just noodling around.
So you were
and
doing a little
it.
Bit of shred?
I don't think I was shredding because the action on his guitar sucked.
Oh, a sick burn, DJ.
But he was so cool, and I really liked his music, and he's having, like, a record release party on Tuesday that I'm going to.
Was Tom Araya in the corner videotaping all of this?
Marina was in the corner.
Oh,
holding her phone
it?
Up. The phone was up. I don't know.
Oh, so there's video of this.
No.
Sounds like you
just
don't want
holding her phone up.
Yeah. She was
it was a joke.
She was Ninja
she was supposed
shit.
To be the Tamaraya of the...
Sure.
Okay. I can't talk to him anymore.
A lot of tension in the room right now. Right. What's going on?
What did I do to you that you have to keep picking on me?
What do you mean, I pick on everybody?
You don't pick on Rob.
What? Are you kidding me? I've made jokes about Southern Asia.
You have not picked on
times.
Anthony at all today.
Yeah, you haven't picked on
Anthony.
Anthony
hasn't said anything.
I'm an observer whenever I come. I just kind of...
You can pick on him for not saying
also,
it.
Also, I feel like Matt's kind of trying to impress me with his metal knowledge.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I think that's why...
With my live casting ability.
Yeah.
I'm just the token minority.
Oh.
Yeah. My job.
You're filling in for the Latino boy that Darren left.
Yeah.
Exactly. Wait, say something with a Latino accent so we feel like Darren's really here.
Arriba. I don't know. I can't really...
The amount of ethnic self-loathing in this
room
is really astonishing.
We hate ourselves.
Stay where you are. Oh, apparently I just said your real name. I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, whatever.
People in the chat are making a big deal about it.
It's not like nobody knows my real name.
Now they can call in and flush a whole new name. Start the whole process over again.
What else is going on in the world this week? Lots of stuff in Israel, Noah. How are you feeling about this?
It's sad.
Lots of cry. It's hard to pick a side because both sides are being total douches. Would that be fair to say, or are you team Israel?
I'm team world peace.
Yeah, team grow the fuck up already.
Yeah,
both sides. Let's go.
I'm team roll a huge doobie and smoke it up and listen to music and get along.
But let's talk about the Middle East here.
Well, I'm just saying if they would all smoke pot together.
I hear pot's hard to get in Israel, right? You got to do the hashish.
It's not really popular, which is really disappointing. You have to, know, a guy from the kibbutz or something.
What about that plane that got shot down?
Oh, that was scary. Yeah, on the border of Ukraine and Russia. Who did that? I'm honestly, barely paying attention. Who is being responsible? Just, some pro-Russian or pro-Ukrainian...
I believe pro-Russian separatist group that was trained or armed by Putin is the... belief.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that anybody's actually claimed responsibility.
I see.
Is there anything you want to tell us?
No.
All right. Is there
anything you want to tell us?
Maybe later. You're waiting on a text.
The glorified headline after was that there were 100 people going to an AIDS research convention.
Yeah.
But that was an exaggerated amount. There was maybe...
Well,
like,
one of the
was,
leading research
people. Yeah,
there were people like... It's just ah. So the thing was that there were a bunch of AIDS researchers on the plane that got shut down, but there's a few of them, and one of them was
that's
a big...
sad.
It would have been less sad if they weren't an AIDS researcher.
No, I mean the whole thing is sad.
Okay.
Maybe it wasn't a Russian separatist group that shot it down, but the makers of AZT or whatever.
Well, there was
those
that,
guys
yeah,
are going to cure that
theorists
shit.
Theorists about what if it's a pharmaceutical company?
Yeah.
There
actually was
exactly
it's
Pfizer or something like that.
Wow.
Axel, whose side are you on?
Pfizer's.
Yeah. Whoever makes his allergy medication. Fucking Ukrainians never did anything for his sniffles.
No, the Ukrainians were at least back in the day notoriously anti-Semitic.
Yeah, I think they're still anti-Semitic.
The leaders in pogroms. A pogrom.
That's why, my parents, anytime something like this happens, kill them all. They were anti-Semitic in the 50s or 40s, and it's
The 50s or 40, 50 or 40,000 years.
Yeah. Well, my parents only know what they lived through.
They only know their immediate
history.
Sure. But I do love Veselka. They're Ukrainian.
That's the culture, though. That's not the people.
Yeah, but every time I'm enjoying the blintzes, I'm oh, these blintzes want to kill me.
But blintzes are, that's also
they
like
will.
A Jewish
thing. Cholesterol.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go.
Slow.
The Ukrainians win in the end.
That's right. Except that they have to live in the Ukraine.
Well, there's that.
Wah, wah. We have a, Rob, any sound effects, a sad trombone kind of?
No. No, there's in memoriam. not being here, we were going silent on the sound effect. Yeah, what the heck? Should we call him?
Go ahead. Let me see. The Met game might still be going on.
Who are we calling?
This guy Darren that we know.
Oh, Darren.
Dangerous Darren Delgado.
I didn't hear you. I was like, are we calling London and Arizona?
Don't say his phone number on the air. 619. Don't say his phone number on the air.
Oh, the Mets lost. He might be upset.
Oh, I found the wrong number.
We should find out.
I'm the worst.
It's true.
All right, here we go. Calling Dangerous Darren Delgado on the other side of the country.
Technology grad.
Yes.
I bet he's not going to pick up.
Hello?
Hello, is this Dangerous Darren Delgado?
Yeah, who's this?
This is the Metal Injection live cast. You're a co-host of the show.
Oh, I didn't recognize your voice, Rob.
Yes, this is Rob. Actually, I'm here with Sid.
Actually, this is Rob.
Oh, Rob. Hello. You sound less feminine today.
Now, wait a minute, Darren. What? What's the weather like? Here you go, Archie.
How's the show?
We're doing good. We had Ultramantis Black on. There's someone in the chat who just joined called Ultramantis Kick.
And
Kick.
Can I assume you're in the killing time mode now since it's, what, 7:50 over there?
Yep. Sure. Oh. I've been wanting to check in with those.
I'm the go-to garbage time, right?
Well, we were hoping you would call in. We were trying to play it cool. We didn't want to seem, you know, too overexcited to talk to you.
Now I'm totally not going to date you. You're way too desperate.
Yeah, we didn't come up that. So anything exciting happened while you were in San Diego?
When I come back next week, I'll tell you a bunch of stories. Okay. I don't think I can fit them all into, like, 12 minutes here.
It's okay. We can go over. Go ahead.
No, no. I need to like organize my thoughts and stuff.
I'm just joking around, Dan. We just wanted to.
I'm a pro. I don't just talk off the top of my head here. Everything you hear me say on our show is completely scripted, word for word.
It's true. He comes in with so many papers. It's hard to have anything on the desk when Darren's around.
I don't do anything. I don't do anything impromptu.
I agree.
By the way, whose number is this?
This is just from the soundboard that we called you.
Really? Okay, because I almost didn't pick up.
Is it a
photo of spam? Number?
Oh.
It is a spam number. Oh, it is a spam. Our spam, it's true.
Fair enough. All right. Well, we just wanted to hear your voice.
Wait, Darren, what are you up to right now?
What am I up to? Well, we just left a very shitty game, baseball game, and I'm going to go to the casino for a few hours and play cards and work.
Like W-E-R-K or W-O-R-K?
Like what? I don't know the difference. Is there a difference? Is that just that you can't spell like koala?
Oh, that's right.
I can't spell. I don't know geography. Leave me alone, everyone.
Where is San Diego, Rob?
It's like
Wales. I'm in Wales. I'm in San Diego, Wales.
Wait, I thought you were in San Diego, Australia.
Anyway. Yeah, that's where Wales is, dummy. All right, I gotta go. See you next week.
All right.
Goodbye, listeners.
Oh, they said goodbye as well. That was...
I miss him already.
I know.
He'll be back next week.
Will he?
Unless his plane is shot down by Ukraine.
Yeah.
No, what if he's going to go on another trip? He's very adventurous.
I'd hope he would tell us about it. I don't know. All right. Still got a few more minutes to go.
Shut up, Anthony.
Well, I'm the one who brought up the whole plane crashing, so right. I'm not going to talk anymore. Sure.
Okay. So,
do you have any dating advice for the kids listening, Axel?
Yeah.
Why would I have dating advice for the kids?
They're
listening?
Mad about town.
You have an OkCupid profile.
Don't be a blogger. Don't look Jewish.
No, let me ask you a question.
Date you went on?
This past Wednesday night.
Oh, is this with a new person or somebody you've been seeing?
It was a first and last date.
Oh, why was it first and last?
Because I don't have any desire to see her again.
What was wrong with her?
I don't know, I just wasn't feeling it.
Is she a listener? Is that why you're being so...
Yeah, she's a listener.
No, what were you doing on Wednesday?
No, it wasn't me.
So who was it?
Yeah, it was Noah.
What? Do we have a Twitter handle you can give us of this person?
I don't know what her Twitter handle would be.
LinkedIn address?
You know, when you meet people on the internet, as I tend to...
OkCupid?
Last names are like...
Is she a commenter on that
stuff? They come very late in the game, last
Did
names.
She keep playing the flush sound effect on the date?
That's exactly what it was. I was like, so where are you from? And she was like, shh.
Maybe that just
we
means
need
she's
Darren
a toilet
back
baby.
To have a flush. A toilet what?
Toilet baby.
Sure.
So
sure.
She
or she
honest.
Could be saying, like, I like to be pooed on or something. I mean,
it's possible. You're
but
into
I'm not
that,
into
right?
that. No, that's a bit much for me.
Have you ever tried it?
Pooping on someone?
Yeah.
Not for sexual purposes.
Just like if they put out a bad album.
Well, that would be metaphorical.
Yes.
But, you know, like you
start somewhere.
Try to literally poop in the mouths of my enemies.
Rob, not making eye contact with you right now.
I don't want Axel poop in my mouth. Scat's where I draw the line.
That's it. That's it. Everything else is okay.
Well, what else? Yeah, sure. no fisting or sounding. None of that.
What's sounding again?
It's when you
is it
stuff
tuning
a
fork in your dick hole.
Yeah.
Who shot who in the what?
Put a tuning fork in your penis.
Why
hole.
Would you do
why?
That?
I don't know. That's why I'm not gonna do it.
I've never heard of
what
that.
What did
before.
You hear about it?
Oh, Noah. Dear Noah. Have you not been on the internet? I don't know. Where did you hear about Bukkake?
From you, probably.
I am a pervert.
I don't typically watch porn where a guy sticks a tuning fork in his dick.
Then you haven't listened.
Try it tonight after the show. And then you can report
I've never seen
week.
It. I've just heard about it.
I don't
really
see how that's possible without doing permanent damage.
Yeah, I don't know.
But you'd have to see like a picture or something. Because no one's going to write the
Look it up right
happening.
Now, Robin. Let us look on your computer what it looks like.
I don't
want
to.
Yeah,
I've
you
got
do.
Sure
yeah,
some
you do.
Dude with a sound thing shoved up.
Well, you probably won't see the dude's face. It'll probably just be from the waist down. But don't worry.
Yeah, that was my objection.
Yeah.
I didn't want to know what some guy's
You don't doing. Want it personalized.
Because I still want to be able to talk to you after I've seen
that's
the picture.
That's right, yeah.
And like, if
yeah.
I know it's you.
Exactly. That's, yeah. You know which website to go to, Rob.
Googling
the link
it.
That I
the only thing that's coming up are the items.
Definitions.
Tuning forks?
The forks, yes, thank you.
You need to go to like
a
porn website and look for it.
Okay, here we go. On the Wikipedia page, there are some links.
I'm just waiting for Rob's facial expression to change once he clicks on the right link. Or maybe to stay exactly the same, I don't know.
Let's see. I like that on the Daily Beast, there's a headline, sounding takes off, but injuries.
The only negative thing about it.
What about that rapper who cut off his dick and then, like, jumped out of a building?
Wasn't that Deltron 3030?
I don't know what his name was.
I don't remember either.
But,
yeah,
that guy had a bad day, huh?
he wants to do porn now, apparently.
Yeah. Wait, so he still has a dick, or no?
They reattached it.
And it works?
They fixed it. It initially did not work.
He had a dick transplant.
Then they showed him some sounding tapes. He's like, all right, it works. This is hot.
Are you still looking, Rob? Come on, yeah. Is this the one thing you can't find a picture of online? Come on.
I don't know.
Look up sounding cock.
Oh,
be specific.
You could get a children's
An
spelling
XXX.
Website.
That's good too.
Okay.
So you want to try sounding?
It's an article written by the lead singer of Orgy.
Okay,
no,
here we go.
Oh,
no,
okay. There it is.
Not at all sexual. No, no. It's completely scientific.
Ew.
Why do the nuts have to be grabbed so forcefully?
Why not?
So you can't even tell how much of it is in there.
Here, I have this picture, too.
Oh, how did you find it?
What's
Noah?
Going Why?
Noah just checked her hard drive.
No, I did not.
That guy looks like he's about 16.
Oh, gosh.
There's like a doctor. It's like a nurse doing it. I don't understand that.
I'm sure it's like a fetish thing. You have to like go and like be really clean about it.
But how did anyone even think of that? Who was the guy who one day was like, you know, it'd be so hot?
No.
See, that one's a woman doing it.
Ew. This guy put a screw in his dick.
Get it? Because it's what you screw with. Get it? He did that.
Ew.
Just so he could say that.
Yeah, I like that there's titles for all of these steps. First, so you want to try sounding.
Step one.
Get the right toys.
Did you do this in the Edith Bunker voice?
What the fuck?
Step one. Get the right toys.
No, isn't that your brother?
No.
He was just in here.
That guy looks nothing like my brother.
Clean.
I still don't understand the process. Do they bring the tuning fork like after it's inserted?
Oh, I guess none of vibrate.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Otherwise, you could just put like a kebab skewer in there.
Right.
Like, why
exactly.
would you need a tuning fork?
Yeah. That probably doesn't make sense, but
have you ever tried a kebab
that's
skewer
what makes
in
sense
there?
About it.
I am not putting anything. Up my dick hole.
Did you ever have to have like a tube or something in there? Or
no,
a camera?
No, never.
I guess it was Darren that had to do it. Call him up and ask.
Oh, yeah. Darren Rosa like being sounded. We have a serious question.
Yeah, exactly. This is what we have
We're
to talk about.
We're not killing time. We've landed on a topic.
And then play a toilet flush. Hang up on him.
So you learned something.
I did learn something. That was great, guys. Thanks.
Don't you love coming here?
I love learning about new things I can shove up my dick.
Where else do you love coming, actually?
Oh, I get it.
I meant with your...
That dress looks very becoming on you. Of course, I would be too.
Is that your opening
I think
line
you
kind of
messed.
There?
I think you messed up the wording on there.
Probably, I'm pretty.
It's like that dress looks pretty becoming on you. If I was on you, I'd be coming too.
No, why would you? You don't.
Anyway, I gotta do that. Be coming.
I get
be
it.
Come,
that just
I'll
seems like
coming.
Shouting to the cheap seats.
Rob actually
I'll
uses that in real life.
Too. Oh well, excuse me, sir. I did 3 open mic nights at Pips Comedy Club.
Right.
20 years ago.
I defer to your...
Rob, don't be deflammatory.
Can that be the title of the episode? Deflammatory?
It's deflammatory in Southern Asia.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Southern Asia. I think deflammatory sounding, perhaps.
No, I defer to your stand-up expertise.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You shouldn't. You shouldn't.
And the show's over.
Yeah, it's true.
Now we're doing overtime. Let's call Darren and show him what great podcasting colleagues we are. Staying overtime.
Yeah, like, look, Darren.
Leave the man alone. He's probably at the Cheesecake Factory. He's going to have a post-game meal.
After his beloved Mets lost in front of him. Mm-hmm. I got to say, Ultramantis Keck, best username maybe ever. Maybe in the top.
For today, at least, because it fits with the topic.
Best username of the day, for sure.
Are you going to send him anything?
No, just a couple.
Warm thoughts.
Sending someone a CD at this point is just like sending someone something to throw out.
Well, maybe you can give them like an
people
iTunes credit.
People still want them. We do those giveaways
every
week.
Yeah. People love getting free shit. They don't care what it is.
All right. Do you sign it? You ever sign any of your
other people's CDs?
I sign
Axel?
Other people's signatures.
You should.
Uh-huh. No, just sign it with Axl Rosenberg.
Yeah. Yep.
We should do a signing at our Comic-Con booth.
Yeah.
When is that happening?
In October.
Do we all get free passes?
Can we come visit you?
Probably not.
Which member of Anthrax?
I don't think you could come all at the same time.
Yeah, like they, well, no, they used to give you passes and like, it was like a pass back when you used to sneak into the movies.
Uh-huh.
Like I would just take Rob's pass and come out and get you.
Yeah.
But now they scan your pass coming in or out. So if Rob hasn't come out and I walk out with his pass, you won't be able to get back in. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm.
So they became like Vince's wife couldn't visit last year. It was that.
Why are they so strict? I thought it was supposed to be about having fun.
Well, it's like a sold out thing,
yeah,
so they don't
so
want
so crowded. I think it's
yeah,
like
they want as few people in there as possible.
And also, if anything ever went wrong, keep in mind it's like hundreds of rows of large, heavy things.
Is it
like,
up
of paper?
Center?
Yeah.
So like,
I thought you
flammable.
Just
were a
comic book
well,
fan.
But paper and toys and
yeah. Oh
like,
yeah, the toys.
Metal things
yeah.
To hold merch and.
Also, yes, Virgil was there, and he will definitely be there. He goes, "Of course, this is like his bread and butter."
So how does he get in?
He buys a booth. He's like
it?
Selling things there.
He
yeah.
looked like he looked like a horse that needed to be put down. Like he
oh.
just looked so sad.
He's very sad. He'll like there's a like a Tumblr page.
Sad Virgil.
Sad Virgil.
Yeah. And
is it sad Virgil or lonely Virgil?
Lonely Virgil.
Yeah.
And there's just like he's in a random Walmart parking lot and he set up his booth. It's just the same.
It's just a card table. It's
yeah,
like
it's
what
a card
we do
table. And no. And also like a banner. That says Million Dollar Man and Virgil, but the Million Dollar Man is never there.
Who is the Indian dude that we saw, like Indian Native American that we
Tatanka.
Saw? Tatanka. That was pretty
we saw Tatanka at an airport.
In line for airport security.
Yeah, and just like seeing Tatanka go through TSA, I feel like ruined any sort of mystique.
Uh-huh.
He could pop. Because also, Tatanka had a ring on every finger,
uh-huh.
had like a
necklaces.
Belt, necklaces, so...
And cowboy boots. That
yeah.
alone, like, he had to sit down and take the cowboy boots off.
It was like a... He probably had to show up an extra hour early just to, like, undress and get through. Well, like, you're getting on a plane. Why are you so dressed?
That's Tatanka. Yeah, you found
know.
Him.
I mean, he travels enough. Maybe he's just used to it. And it's like second nature now.
Yeah.
Maybe he's lonely and hanging out with the TSA people is, like, the only...
Why doesn't he hang out with
company?
Virgil?
Nobody's that lonely. And also Virgil would charge him $30.
I was going to say, because Virgil has no money.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Friendship prostitution. Is that a thing?
Sure, why
can
not?
Can we start that?
Didn't we have to pay you to come here?
Oh.
No.
In weed.
Yeah.
Still counts.
I didn't think of that as paying. I thought it was luring. So like, what? Rob just put it on the end of yeah. a long string and kept pulling it back. And I followed it here.
And the fishing rod was in his cock.
Oh.
God damn it, Noah.
Leave my cock out of this.
It's called rotting.
Rotting.
We call it robbing instead. Tie it all together. Once again, Rob with a very serious expression on his face.
Where is Abdullah the Butcher from?
Sudan.
South Asia, right? North Africa, South Asia. All of
them. Sorry, I thought we were just going around side.
Do it.
It was a sigh.
Right, so this was fun. Thanks for having me.
We did a great job. Thank you to Ultra Mantis Black for being both Ultra and the Mantis.
And Black.
Yeah. Stay black.
And
Axel just did the Black Power Fist.
Thank you for letting our listeners know.
Hello.
So we're gonna get out of here. Here's our intro outro. So we could safely make our way to the exits while music plays. There it is. We'll be back next week with a new episode, Landfill from Cannabis Corpse. He's going to call in, so we're going to continue our string of wrestling-related interviews.
Is he going to do a friggin' playlist and bump mine again?
No. We're going to have Sid's Punk playlist.
All right.
Next week!
Thank you.
On the Metal Injection Livecast.